Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
What you just said, nobody can dispute. I mean, this is a city that is in a state of decay.
Yeah.
Based on my own observations.
Yeah.
I can prove it. I can show you.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has had 4 years to fix a lot of problems.
Yeah.
If you're elected mayor,
yes.
In 4 years, the problems you just identified. Let's start with the sidewalk.
Okay.
Are you going to fix them? If so, how?
100% I'm going to fix them. That's going to be one of my primary goals when I first get into office, because it's not just the sidewalks, it's also the roads. There's so many potholes.
But how?
How are we going to do it?
Yeah, it's not cheap.
It's not cheap, but where's our money going right now? Our money is going into Band-Aid solutions. Our money is going...
Can you name one?
Yes, one of them is, for example, the police, the LAPD just doubled their staff. Without the city approval.
I want to correct you.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about doubling their staff, they want to hire 240 additional officers.
That's right.
For which there isn't funding, but some people believe there might be. The mayor has supported it, but there isn't funding. So to say they just doubled their staff is, I just want to point that out.
Thank you for clarifying that. So the thing is, the LAPD is deciding for the city without city approval, the determinations of what they want for the city. The city leaders should be the one making the decisions.
Well,
right?
Which leaders? You have 15 council members, one
That's
controller,
right.
A city attorney, a mayor.
Yes.
And they each have different jobs. There's no king or queen.
Our finance and budget committee of the city council did not make the determination of the LAPD being able to increase their budget to be able to hire the extra officers. That is not in keeping with the regular of how things are supposed to go in City Hall. And the thing is, the reason that I'm running is because we need to be able to ensure that there's accountability in our systems. And right now there is no accountability in our systems. We're letting the LAPD go rogue about what they get to decide. There are other systems like that. And I can even talk about Inside Safe, right? Inside Safe right now is a program where we are putting our unhoused into hotels. And yet we don't see an end in sight in terms of where that money is going. We need to be able to reform that program so that way we're making sure that our unhoused are going into permanent long-term housing. We cannot have them continually going into a system that's just a Band-Aid solution. We need to be thinking about long-term permanent structures that's actually going to help the city grow. I'm not for Band-Aid solutions anymore. I've seen Band-Aid solutions. They don't work. We're paying too much money in liabilities. This is a problem.
Okay, so you're a candidate to be mayor of the nation's second largest city.
Yes.
What's your resume?
What is my resume? Well, I am a neighbor here in Los Angeles, and I'm proud of that. I'm a mother here in Los Angeles. I'm a community organizer here in Los Angeles. I've been here for over 10 years organizing with our community members. That should be a resume enough. The thing is, working mothers...
You've not led a large organization before?
I am currently deputy director of Housing Now Coalition, of which we have 350 plus organizations across the state that are members of my coalition.
LA City has tens of thousands of employees.
Yes.
A budget of $13 billion. LADWP has a cash flow of $5.5 billion a year. That's a lot to take on without that leadership experience at such a large level. How do you do it?
I'm going to do it. I'm excited to get started. And the thing is, no one just starts. You've seen Mom Dani, who's coming up into executive position. Has he been in one before? This is his first time.
He's been an assemblyman.
Yes, he has. And I've been running bills and I've been passing bills in the state. This is exactly the kind of pushback that we get from media people like yourself.
Oh, I'm
is
not
that you?
Back.
Oh,
I'm
you
asking,
absolutely are.
I'm
Here's the
you
thing.
A question.
Here's the thing. so many people here who are in power do not believe that regular neighbors and working people can actually lead their own city. But we are the ones who have been feeling the pressure of the fact that we can't pay for our food. We've been feeling the pressure that we need to have more than one job to be able to pay our bills. And so we know exactly what we need, and that's exactly why I'm fighting.
Yeah, and I just want to come back to something. As a news person who, again, I only cover City Hall, to ask you questions that are not easy to answer, I don't think implies that I've got an opinion either way. I want our listeners, who are voters, to have an answer from you as to why you're elected.
And so I'm telling you right now, I am somebody who's been living in this city, and I've been feeling the pressure, and I know how to win, and I know how to build a whole coalition and organization across the city and across the county to be able to know how to move forward, to build coalition work so that we can win and actually make changes in the city.
And I pride myself on pronouncing names correctly. Will you say your name for me, please?
Ray Huang.
Ray Huang. And may I know your age?
42. Oh, no, wait. I turned 43. Sorry.
Okay. Excellent. Well,
you're welcome. Much.
Thanks, Ray.
Sorry, I was pushing back.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.